traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Anything else in Ibiza?
Nah.
Nothing that we can talk about.
Nothing.
None of you guys hooked up with a hook?
No.
No.
The last impulsive podcast in Encino on the set. Yeah, I didn't sell the house yet, but I'm going to. Yeah, the set's being taken down and stripped. The equipment's going with me to Puerto Rico. This will be probably the last time I'm in the house before it's sold, to be honest with you. And guess what? I don't want to say names, but LeBron James did just buy the house across the street. Whoa. So the property value of this house just went sing. $10 million. Guys, welcome back to Impulse, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. Yeah, it is sad. You know, we've been talking about it, the end of an era. But Mike and I just got back from Spain, and we're kind of stationed here for a couple days before I catch a ride on my friend Chase's jet to Puerto Rico. Me and Quinn are going to go back for, I think, until Jake's fight on August 29th in Cleveland, which is going to be awesome. But My last 50 days have been absolutely horrendous on my body, yeah, to say the least. I've been vocal about it, but I'm so happy it's finally coming to an end, bro. Like,
is it though?
Besides tonight?
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Because every time I feel like it's coming to an end, all of a sudden there's another dinner.
Oh no!
I even tried to pry you to Mexicabo tomorrow for even more.
You're a dirty dog, Mike.
Dude, honestly, these trips are they're helping to readjust my serotonin levels, because you never know what to expect. Mm. You never know what's going to happen. And I feel like every time I'm in Los Angeles, I know exactly, like, Tuesday, this is happening. Wednesday. Yeah. But, bro, I don't even know how much of it we're going to be able to talk about today, but we've seen some shit.
It's crazy, because for the first time ever on one of our trips, there's more things that we cannot talk about publicly than the things we can talk about.
Troubling.
Unreal. Like, I can't even, like, give a hint to, like, what we saw and did. But just know, you know, stuff went down. If I ever write a book, it's going to be explicit, graphic, and you hear about these stories that we can't talk about now. But we do have some stories from our travels
that we could speak about.
Well, where do we go, first and foremost?
Hi, Georgie, by the way.
Good to see you. Stripe
shirt.
Good
to see you, Georgie.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. After the comments on the last episode, they love George, bro.
Holy cow.
Thanks for having me back on, brother.
Is this episode's airing after that one?
Yeah.
Big shoes to fill.
I guess it's probably got to air after that one, since that one already aired and all.
Well, I didn't know, because didn't we have some locked in way? Yeah. Wow. I'm not going to lie. I got so much love on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? It's so funny. I went shopping today, and the dude, he's like, by the way, loved you in Sidemen video. I was like, are you fucking,
no
are
way.
You serious? Dude, Britain's popping, bro.
Oh, yeah. Popping on crazy levels. So many views. Y'all, between the Sidemen fishing video and the Impulsive, you guys got like, what, like 15, 20 million views?
The KSI podcast is on its way to number one.
Most viewed.
It'll be number one.
Crazy.
I absolutely cannot believe it. I knew it was going to fly. We talked about it. I did not expect it to go crazy. I think it's because the contents within the podcast, if I do say so myself, are amazing. Like, we had such good conversation, and then obviously you crushed it with your timing, knowing when to interrupt and kind of break up the monotony and bring in the jokes and keep the conversation going. And, like, bro, people are freaking out about your performance on that podcast.
I read a comment that made me feel so good about myself, and I was just like, I have to share this. This is so nice. Because I really felt that way when I sat in between you guys, dude. I was the most stressed. I was like, man, like, everybody's gonna see this, and if I fuck up right now, you're an idiot. Like, yeah, you can't fuck up. And it was the same exact feeling that I felt when 6ix9ine came, because it was the first time that I was. Mm. Remember, you guys even thinking like, yo, should we have him on? Mm. Should we not? So I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, this is all of London. And then this is all of America. And I was like, and I'm right in the fucking middle, like a Middle Eastern. So I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do here. And I read this comment and he goes, you know, George Janko was like Bruno Mars at the halftime of the Super Bowl. We all came to watch the event, but we actually really liked the performance too. And I was like, fuck yeah, what a compliment. I'm short like Bruno and I could dance like Bruno. So I took that shit. But yeah, no, it was really exciting. And I grew like 100,000 followers after that video.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys crushed that shit.
Which was fucking incredible because I was just on my way to be relevant again. And then just just right before it happened, they were like, oh, by the way, that George guy's funny. And I was like, sick, nice.
I played an online poker game yesterday with some of the boys, including Beast and Ninja. Ninja cleaned up. Ninja won. Congrats.
Yeah, congrats.
I had to send him $20,000. It's no problem.
Sounds like a problem.
Well, it's a problem because he's the most rich out of all of us, I think.
And then he just cashed out on you guys.
He took our money. Nah, he won fair and square. But Beast was laughing at us because he's like, damn, you were collabing with the Sidemen and all you guys did was go fishing? He's like, if you would have asked me, I would have given you a video that got 100 million views. Like, he was on, like, optimizing mode because no matter what I think I did, we did in the UK, whatever that crossover looked like was going to go to the moon. And
it was weird that we went fishing.
Come on, bro. I'm from Ohio. We got to go fishing. I was in my element. I was drinking vodka.
I think that was the first time I was on the boat. That was like legal. Like I wasn't getting to the country. Like this was like a very weird thing to me. And what the fuck happened? How did we not catch a fish?
No, we did. We didn't in the middle. I don't know, bro. But look. It's not about fish today.
It's about your guys' trip to
Well, it could be about mahi-mahi. It can't be about mahi-mahi, can it?
I don't know. We got to fly in a G5 on the way to Spain. It's like a $250,000 flight. Very nice. What?
I just want to know which one of you sucked the dick. One of you guys sucked the dick. One of you sucked the dick. There's no fucking way. It's like looking at an Instagram girl and she's in Ibiza by herself, only posting her meals and the beach. Bitch, who are you there with?
No. Not one dick was sucked by me.
By the way, I just why is he staring at you like that?
What? Oh, I didn't even notice. I was looking at my notes. This was a business thing.
Like, oh, so it's a dick write-off.
Yeah, correct. Yes. Okay. We were there to discuss potential future upcoming business.
I've never done business like that, brother.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened on this trip?
Listen.
What happened on this trip?
We arrive at 2 a.m.,
okay?
And this property is like my ranch, but on steroids. You know the road to get into the ranch, how it's like desolate and you're like, oh, I'm probably gonna die on this road. It's like that, but longer and bigger. And like we didn't know exactly where we were going, but we got to this castle, which is where we ended up staying, that was like built by the Romans and or some shit. And everything you can see is opulent perfection, like beautiful Spanish taste and the cuisine and the people. Everything was like set up for us, and it was truly one of the like the warmest welcomes we've ever got. And the second night,
let's just skip over the first one.
Yeah, whoa, what happened? Whoa,
bro, just
one
more.
No, oh, just you're telling me was it fun or was it scary? No, just paint a picture.
A little bit
me.
Of both. Just one more piece of warm up for it. When he talks about size, 8,000 plus acres. Okay, so we're talking about the largest single-owned property in all of Europe.
That's a huge thing that you did not mention.
Yeah, so like there are royals, there are people, other people in Europe that don't have property of this size. I mean, it had its own restaurants and banquet halls. It had bullfighting arenas.
He has his own area of entertainment.
Everything.
And brother, you failed to mention. You compared this to your ranch.
I said on steroids.
On steroids.
Yeah, but there's no entertainment besides GP when he's on acid. Thank you.
GP doesn't do acid.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay, so carry on. There's
first century Roman cathedrals.
Every animal you can imagine lived on this safari of
giraffe.
A property. Yeah, except that.
You mean the long-necked horse?
I won the game.
It's native to Africa, so that's the only thing.
It's the wrong continent.
Rams, deers, antelopes, coyotes, boars.
Antelopes? Well, I feel like they're the most annoying one out of all of them.
No. They're cool. Everything there was beautiful. And, unless something significant happened the first night that you can talk about.
Well, we got there the first night at, like, 3 a.m., and the first thing that I noticed about Spain, for anybody who's been there before, and I had never been, they start very late. And so we arrived at the house around 2:30 or 3 a.m. and they were like, we've been waiting for you, and threw a massive party the first night from 3 a.m. And by the way, like, it didn't end at 6. It keeps going and going. And like, I wanted to go to sleep at some point. And at 9 a.m., these guys are still. Spain, Madrid, Madrid.
Mind you, fam, this property is in the middle of nowhere. Like, I don't know. To get shuttled out there from Madrid is like an hour trip.
Correct.
And so when you're there, you're there. You know, and Europe in general grows late, which we aren't used to. But at 9 a.m., like, the employees at this place are off.
Yeah, they just got off serving and all night, so then they pick up. And one other quick piece note, too. Probably 22 to 25 bedrooms at this place. Our crew in one wing. And then they took the liberty of inviting a ton of girls for the other wing. So there's probably 10 bedrooms with very beautiful... nice.
Talk about
women.
A wingman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shake my fucking hand.
Nice.
Yeah. No, they're not prostitutes.
No, not at all.
I know what you're thinking. No, they're
but
not,
they're not.
So let me get this straight. They're not prostitutes.
They're not.
There's a sugar daddy. You need to be shuttled an hour and a half to a castle, there's restaurants and bulls flying around. But these girls, not prostitutes.
No, they actually weren't. They actually weren't.
That's right.
No, they were just there. Just to hang out.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Also, what happens if you guys got injured? Where's the nearest hospital?
I think he has a hospital on premises.
Shut the fuck.
Yeah.
Because why would you not?
Why would you not? Hundreds of doctors.
Thousands, even.
Their own orthopedic
so
wing.
Look, the second day, he took us to this this bullfighting ceremony. And
just want to say, by the way, shame on both of you guys for entertaining that idea. I'm just kidding.
How dare you insult and offend deep-rooted Spanish culture?
Their culture ends with killing the bulls.
George, I was there.
No, they didn't.
Georgie, I saw it all. I saw it all.
They did it full out.
One thing I won't do is deny culture. And when I'm invited to a prestigious ceremony like this in a family where it means a lot to them, I like that experience for me to observe. And so they invited us to the ceremony. I was like, sure. I don't know what to expect. Bro, I see Matador. I'm like, olé, right? They move the carpet and the bull goes and
the carpet.
Whatever they're holding. And so the one kid there is like this up-and-coming bullfighter, right? And these kids are kind of like superstars. They're the boxers of Spain. And because... bullfighting is fucking dangerous, man.
Bullshit. Nice. Sorry.
It is, though. You know, you can lose your life in a second. This kid had his thigh torn up. He showed me the scar, like, from his knee.
And he's still doing it?
Yeah.
At what point do you stop?
Bro. So, look, this kid, one of the best-looking kids I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And they told me he was going
to...
this
trip is getting a little sus. Now I'm starting to realize why they can't talk about shit.
They told me he's like... He's like the town bullfighter, and this particular night he was a little nervous because the ring was smaller and the bull was bigger, and so before the ceremony started,
sounds like a terrible situation.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, holy shit, dude! Like, this kid's actually in danger. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, all right, fire. So
thank God you have a hospital there.
I already know what you're about to say.
Shut the fuck up, George.
Just saying.
Stop interrupting me.
Okay, sorry.
No, for real. Just let me say one sentence.
I didn't want you to say it.
I'm trying to drag on the stories that you guys can talk about.
It's fine.
It's supposed to be here for an hour. You can only talk about two things.
So look, this fucking sexy matador, before he fights this bull, he looks at me. There's like a little crowd, right? And we're all watching from the stands. He looks at me. He tells me in Spanish, of course. He's like, yeah, bullfighting is incredibly dangerous. This runs deep in our culture. This is how the ceremony goes. And he's like making jokes. And bro, I'm looking at this dude in the face. I'm like, fuck, am I falling in love? Like, he's beautiful. He single-handedly selected me to like tell me this. I'm like, whatever, dude. I'm not.
Such tight pants.
His pants were so tight, bro.
So tight. So and look, a pink shirt.
I could not believe the moves this guy was doing with this bull. Watching this in real life is fucking insane. This bull is 800 pounds. The horns are getting this close to his leg. He's like spinning and stuff, and so he's tiring this bull out. And bro, eventually he gets to the point where this dude is kneeling down face to face with this bull. Face to face with this bull, like, ah! And he looks at me, and he like winks, and I'm like, oh my God. He said one time in the ceremony, he goes, hey, he misses. He goes, hey, he hits harder than Mayweather, no? And I'm like, this kid, like, he chose me that day to want to impress, and I was honored. But then the end of the ceremony, as you may or may not know, these ceremonies end with the bullfighter killing the bull. That's like the shtick. And they eat the bull for the meat and stuff. And this is where it gets a little controversial. I don't know how even much this is accepted in Spain. And I know the pro-animal organizations pretty much everywhere else in the world are like definitely against this. But yeah, we watched this dude take the bull's life. And by the way, they're going to use the bull for meat to literally feed their family. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by SeatGeek, the best sponsor in the game. Live events are finally back, and I'm excited. SeatGeek is the absolute best place to buy the tickets. As you can see, we got the app here. Whether it's football, baseball, basketball, concerts, MMA, festivals, SeatGeek puts tickets from all over the web in one place to make buying simple. And they rate every ticket from 0 to 10 to make sure you're getting a good deal. Green means good. Red means bad. Very simple. Very awesome. I've got the hookup for y'all. Use code LOGAN for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with the promo code LOGAN. And make sure you click the link in the description to download the app. SeatGeek, we love you. Thank you. Back to the program.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
But the way that it was described to us was these bullfighters are like rock stars, basically. And I don't know if that's still the case, but at one point they were like the rock stars of Spain.
Well, it's very impressive. Like, you didn't see it, but... you know, these guys are literally risking their life to entertain.
But are they? People. But are they though? Bro, because here's why.
Has anyone ever died on it?
Yes, yeah, I'm sure.
So then, yeah.
Yes, but what I'm saying is this, and I talked to one of the guys from our security team about this after we walked out. The thing to me that I guess bothers me a little bit is these bulls are trained from their youth because they later brought on a smaller bull. To run around a calf, I guess, yeah, or something like that, to run around and learn what it's like to run through the flag, right? And so they're trained to just continuously run through this flag. It's very systematic. It's not like you're facing some sort of wild beast that, and I'm not saying they can't deviate from that strategy, but they are very much corralled into the training of running through this flag.
See, I was told quite literally the exact opposite. You can only run a bull one time because then they learn. I was told the exact.
What do you mean?
Can only do the ole. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, like they learn to not do it, and then they'll charge then, at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's where they make mistakes. Got it. Like these big bulls, only do this shit one time because eventually they learn. And because, bro, I mean, I was watching and like I get it. Like it's a bull, but at what point are you like, okay, that guy's moving that flag. Like I'm gonna go for the guy.
Right,
now.
Right.
This is just simple logic, you right? Know? Like, why can't these bulls understand that?
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they brought the little bull in after, and my Instagram. That was the one I was jumping over. Little bulls, okay. I will say, I was stoned out of my fucking gourd for that, high as a fucking kite. They're like, yo, you want to do this? I was like, okay, and. I can't believe I did it. Doing that high was quite the experience.
That IG story of you jumping a bull, you were intoxicated.
A flying split.
Stone out of my gourd. Yeah. But it was an experience, to say the least. And I was glad I got to witness it, you know? Again, culture fascinates me. I'm always trying to just like download how everyone lives life and celebrates it differently. And it was cool to me, although a bit gruesome, but you know, I can handle it. It was cool to me.
there was also this, the kind of like the mom of this place that was like this very, she was like the matriarch of the entire kingdom there. Yeah. And when they first told us that they were going to do this bullfighting situation or scenario, they were like, but we're not going to kill the bull because we're Americans. And I think they assumed like, okay, these guys don't want to see that happen, right?
Yeah.
And so when they first entered the ring, we were all sitting in these bleachers, all the girls, all of us, and kind of the family of the person that owns this massive property. And the guy says, screams out, he's like, not going to kill the bull, right? And we all looked, and I was just like, nah, 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 because, you know, we're just here to have a good time or whatever. And she stood up. She was like, you will kill that fucking bull. You will kill that bull like you have for thousands of years. I was like, God dang, bro. Like, I was not going to fucking cross this.
Bull
like,
never
she was
stood
like
a chance.
Straight up. Like, on some shit.
She
because,
was serious about
yeah,
this bull dying.
Like, they take it very seriously. To his point, it is.
Well, listen, they eat the meat, bro. It's yeah. what they eat.
Yeah. They, did you guys eat it?
Nah, what you do is you have the week prior's kill is what you eat the week of. So basically,
so was it good
it's
or
butchered,
really
it's cured. I don't even think we didn't even eat it. We didn't even eat it. We had whatever else. But yeah, I mean, to his point, it is very ceremonial. It's very a huge tradition there. And so, like, people can have their thoughts on it, their beliefs on it. But I believe so society's beliefs on certain traditions and culture stop at the border, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? So like yeah. people's thoughts here in America or in England or whatever on certain aspects of cultures that exist outside of their country don't really affect those traditions and social norms within the country. You know what I'm saying? And so like it was just not something for me. I don't know. I'm a meat eater, obviously, but I guess
They kept saying that the amount of time that it takes to kill the bull for the bull to die is actually less than those that are in factory farming.
That sounds,
the way you looked.
That sounds like one of them trying to justify, because we know what the factory farming kill looks like, and it's a straight shot to the head, one shot death.
Is that true, though?
Yeah. And as much shit as comes out about factory farming and about the slaughter of cattle in America, I think a lot of it is played up. And I think the majority of the industry follows specific guidelines and has pretty quick deaths for the animals. Yeah. I'm not saying there's not horror stories, because there definitely are, but... Wow, this is has really turned into a dark topic.
No, the only thing I'm thinking about is, like, if this is what you guys can talk about, what in the fuck were you guys doing?
I have no idea, fam. You have no idea. And it's a damn shame. But I can tell you one story.
Okay.
I fell in love face. Did you fall in love?
You called it, bro.
Every fucking trip,
it's gotten to a point
where
you're
like a cheesy Lizzie McGuire show, bro.
I love her. She's beautiful. What do you call her?
Mi esposa.
Mi esposa.
Mi esposa?
It means my wife. I learned one sentence of Spanish just for this girl.
¿Dónde está mi esposa?
¿Dónde está mi esposa? Became the battle cry of my trip. Where is my wife? Because at this bullfighting ceremony, I'm sitting there and I look to my left and there's a beautiful little mamacita sitting there. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like I'm going to go jump this bull for one sec, but I'll catch up with y'all later. And there was three of them, three girls from Venezuela. And later that night, I'm feeling good, you know. The vibes are flowing. The food's good. The drink's even better. And so I start talking to these girls from Venezuela. And I realize the one that I am attracted to speaks no English. Her friends do, but this one spoke no English. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting. Like, how do I hit on a girl who does not speak my language? Now, I don't know if in general you've ever... had to deal with a language barrier, but it is one of the most difficult, frustrating things in the world. But still, they speak broken English. I'm telling you, not a lick of English. I got her to say one point in the night when we were both like kind of tipsy, I was like kind of trying to get some English out of her, and I said, "How are you?" And she said, "Fine."
Wow, slow down, champ.
Fine.
Between her and the bull rider, which one did you go home with?
So, I ended up having to communicate with this girl with pretty much just our body language and eyes. And
I would love to be there.
I know this sounds ridiculous, bro, but...
Give us an example. If she was here right now, this camera's her. What would you say to her?
I don't know, because I've heard stories like this about, like, you know, you have that one friend who's like, yeah, my mom met my dad. I don't know why he's from Texas.
Yeah, my mom met my dad.
My mom met my dad, and... my dad didn't speak any English, right? And so that was this. And occasionally we'd whip out Google Translate and try to go back and forth. But I liken it to this, bro. What's understood doesn't need to be said. Like, we just got each other. It's so weird. I know how this sounds. But she, like, understood me and I understood her. And I ended up falling in love and finding an esposa.
Everything about this trip went exactly as it always does. Everything. Within 2 nights of being there, he came up to me and he said the words he has uttered so many times. I love her. I love her. That's what he said. I said, brother, you have said that to me so many. I can't even begin to count how many fucking times you've said that to me. Now, meanwhile, I'd scoped my own esposa.
Oh my God, bro. Did she
now,
speak
she
English?
Did speak a little bit of English, but we had looked at the girls that were frequenting the pool and the club areas. And there was this one beautiful one that had this butterfly tattoo on her upper thigh. And Logan said, if you're going for one, that's the one.
I said that because I didn't think he'd be able to do it. Because it was impossible. She's the only sober person at this party, not to mention she's been abstinent for a year
celibate
and a half.
For 18 months. But where there's a will, when it comes to me and women, there's a way. And I'll find it.
Hey, you guys are that dude in like high school. They're like, no, dude, I swear she having sex with nobody, bro. Like, no. Like,
yeah, by the way, we don't know.
Just the rich guy brought her from, like, she doesn't even speak a lick of English, but she can lick other things. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I swear. She looked me in the eyes. She said, only 4 guys has she ever been with, bro. 4.
Yeah.
Just raised 5 fingers up. Nah, dude. This one's her cousin. Doesn't count. She doesn't like to talk about it.
No, this girl seemed like a really good girl.
No, she was great. She was fantastic.
Imagine
We talked about the
Wait, by the way, how did that conversation even go up? Like, so, like, you like me? She's like, yeah, but I haven't fucked in 1 year.
No. It was much more fluid than that.
Yeah, there was.
And by the way, like, I actually do believe, you're absolutely right, and a lot of times it's not true, but I actually do believe her. She was a sweetheart. We talked about the Twilight Zone. She also made a lot of really dark jokes. If you're out there and you're a girl and you make really dark jokes around me, like, that's like my thing. Like, she was talking about like toaster ovens
getting
dropped in a bathtub.
And you're a girl, like, and it's dark, like, go
use
outside.
Humor.
It's, well, no, because it's dangerous, probably.
Hey, could you like shut the fuck up? Could you like not interrupt him, please, for your shit joke? Thank you so much, bro.
Nah, there's really no story there. She was just a really.
I'll tell you what the story is.
Yeah.
Imagine. You haven't had sex in a year and a half. You're sober. No drugs. You got a good head on your shoulders, and your life's making its way up.
Don't say that.
And you have sex with a drug addict.
I knew
that's
it was
your
good.
Comeback?
And I
you're going to fuck
in
Mike
recovery,
Bailey.
I am in recovery. How many times are you going to say
fuck?
It? How many times are you going to say it before the narrative changes around me and good-looking women, Logan?
I'll change the narrative right now.
No, we've been down this path so many times.
You are a
now.
Smart man who's wrote a book, is very tall, very good looking. You're very successful, fought a boxer. But I hate to break it to you, this is what really happened. The rich guy's like, you, number one, number two, come here, look at their Instagram, okay? He fought Mayweather, he wrote a book about drugs. You fuck him, you lick him, okay? Bull rider guy, if he wants to go a different way, you jump the bull and then jump on him. Understood.
That's
all right, get back in the kitchen.
Why is he from the Middle East?
It's the only accent that I know.
No, bro, these were great girls. And it's funny because the way he describes everything is so different than what my situations always look like. It's got this very romantic vibe. They like look at each other, and she says things like he'll go to sleep and she'll send him a video like 4 hours later, like, I miss you.
It's romantic.
And then he described their, I don't know if this goes in or not, but we'll say it. He described their like lovemaking moment where they like entered this like villa of a room, and like somehow, by the way, there's like candles lit, rose petals. I don't think any of that actually happened, but she did like that quintessential movie robe drop.
I couldn't believe
where
it.
Where the silk robe drops off her shoulders and
within,
shit like
within,
that.
Within, well, because look, we're standing outside, bro, and like this was on the second day. The first night we didn't hook up because like we're like, okay, this is, we don't want to rush things, like straight up. We translated that on Google Translate, of course.
I don't want to rush things straight up. What does that translate as?
And so the second night, we walked in. It was the famous robe drop because we were standing on the terrace, and all of a sudden, I look at my Google Translate and there's a message that says, "I want to make love to you so badly." And I'm like,
and then Logan's in the bedroom, like, come on, hold it, get in the bedroom, hold it, just like, it's big.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
He's digging up. He's like, come on. He's like, get to it. Come on.
No. She initiated, which is awesome. Also, a girl who can really grab the bull by the horns.
No pun intended.
So you're telling me this virgin girl?
No, that was mine.
She's the one that started it?
No, first off, neither were virgins. Second off, that was his. So then I'm like, it's like 2 a.m., right? The night has still 6 hours left. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, that's awesome, right? I'd like to do that as well. And then she points at she's like, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, right now? Okay, sure.
What did she point at?
Just like, she went, like, not, like, now. Like, now. Oh. I want to make love you now.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, all right, sure. And so, like, I just, like, I don't know. The straightforward, candid nature of this woman is something I, like, was so attractive to me. Like, obviously, anytime you have a man or a woman who's confident, yeah, in what they do and what they say, it's incredibly attractive. This was unfamiliar, man.
I think it's another part of their culture.
I think it has to be.
The Spanish are very passionate people. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use our promo code Logan at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Logan to receive your first month free. And we thank BlueChew for sponsoring this very podcast. Back to the show. And like, I don't know how much further we're going with like sex and stuff, but it spilled over into the business that we were there to do as well. Mm. Once again, we'll just say it and see what happens. But after 3 days of dining off the fat of the land, spending our time with beautiful Spanish women, by the way, also, we won't even get into this, floating down a lazy river that exists.
Whoa,
on us. Yep.
That's your thing.
I know.
Yeah. Why aren't you talking about it?
This dude pulled out all stops to make sure that everything that we, because I don't have
everything
to.
This was is taken not
my
care of, man.
This is not my show, as you guys have learned about me. I don't like to,
by the way,
sabotage things.
Very impressed. Working on yourself. Very proud
you
of you.
You like that? You can watch on the night shift. There's a plug.
We were primed, man. We were buttered up.
So we were buttered up. He had eaten so much. We had eaten so much meat and just
fine meats, Georgia.
And had so much meat of ours eaten.
If I hear you guys talking about meat one more time. Just get to the point. What did the dude do?
So we get into the business segment of the evening, and the plan is laid before us, and it basically ends up being something along the lines of, if you agree to this deal, you shall never want for nothing ever again. Your life
and bring my Middle Eastern guy back to the table.
Your life and the life of your families will be grand forever.
You're set for life.
Set for life,
motherfuckers. Oh, this dude dead ass looked you guys in your eyes and said, you're set
bro,
for life?
Yes.
So what the fuck was it?
Okay, here's the problem.
Oh,
there's no deal points. There's no like, yo, these are the deliverables. Here's what you guys are getting paid. It was very Spanish in nature, and which is basically like, yo, I fuck with you guys. If you fuck with me, let's make money. So he looked at me after laying out this plan, and he said, Mike, are you in? And I said. And he looked at Tav. He said, Tav, are you in? And Tav said, yeah, fuck that shit. I'm in right now. Quit everything I do in LA. I'm in.
What a ride or die, huh? Yeah. This guy's like, fuck Face Clan. Are you kidding? I already had a legal lawsuit. I'm jumping ship. Hey, Mike, how did you do it? So Logan left and then you just jumped onto the other boat. All right, we'll do it right now.
And then he looked at Logan. He said, Logan, I've spent my time with you. You've met the women of Spain.
Why is he whispering?
Because it's serious.
Do I have your full and utmost agreeance that we will do business today?
Oh, no.
And are you in? And Logan said, nah, I'm not. I'm really not. I'm purely undecided. And it was just like the room was like this. Everybody looked at each other like this, like alarms starting to go. The Spanish military came out. Bro, Tav and I looked at each other and the dude went like this. He went like this, like in his facial expression, he said, I have never. You come into my home. But he didn't say that. He said, shook our hands and walked out. And I said, wow.
Wait, he never said anything to you guys?
No, he did after. But in that moment, it was.
He was pissed.
No, he wasn't pissed. I think he just was expecting. So I went into business mode. I should say this as well. I went into business mode after Logan said no. And I said, sir, you know, no disrespect. We are so appreciative of the love and hospitality that you've showed us. The way we do things in America is much more, I said, we're more deal-driven individuals. We like to understand very specifically what exactly we're getting into and what the output looks like for us. And he understood it. But let me tell you this, brother. And a final note and a movement into the next leg of the journey. We flew to Spain from Miami on a G5 executive jet. It is one of the nicest jets on the planet. We flew from Madrid to Ibiza in a toboggan.
It was a tinfoil tube, fam.
A fucking pine car derby car that flew off one of the jumps on the track, grew wings, and we were on it. Stuffed in like a fucking taco.
This close to the
with
ground.
A security guard.
Stop
that was
it.
Bro, this is the smallest fucking rickety jet I've ever been on in my life. And here I am complaining about being on a private jet,
yeah.
Which makes me a fucking bitch, but I will say.
So basically, he pulled the cards.
He said like this. You're not sure? Okay. Be not sure on a hovercraft. Be not sure on a flying burrito.
Like we were supposed to leave in the G5, you know, with him and go to Ibiza, get the yacht, go crazy. And I think he was just a little bummed out.
You know what it felt like? It felt like, remember when you were kids and you'd like go out with your homies and that you were best friends and you'd all like stand around in a circle and like look at each other and be like, no matter what happens, brothers forever.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody would go
yeah.
like that. That's what it felt like. Which, by the way, I'm down for. Because I'm older man and like I see what this motherfucker's capable of. So like I'm down for it. He was just like, yo, are you down to take over the world? And I was like, wait, we're taking over the world? Hell yeah, bro. But then when I saw my homie was like on the fence about it, I was like, shit, like we gotta fix this up. Now just Tav just lives at that house. He left, dude. Yeah. He's gone.
Is he still there?
Nah, he's not.
Oh my god, just imagine Tav is like just sitting there speaking no English to anybody.
So then we went to Ibiza.
That's a pretty crazy trip. Is it still going?
Oh, that's just the first 3 days, brother.
Wow.
But and also that's in a nutshell. That's like some of the stuff that we can't talk about. Then we went to Ibiza on a flying toboggan, landed in the island of Ibiza, which I have to say, by the way, I like sitting like this. It makes me feel more relaxed.
Couch
and comfortable.
Vibes.
Yeah,
cool.
Couch vibes. Yeah. We went to Ibiza, and I just want to say really quickly. My whole life, I was trained to believe that Bora Bora and some of these other places were untouchable and some of the most beautiful places on earth, which they are. Ibiza, the island of Ibiza, and even more so the island of Formentera,
yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so.
Were probably some of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in my entire life. Clear water from 5 feet, you could see directly to the bottom. Caves that you could explore. Just a really, really cool vibe of hyper affluent individuals gathered together to have a good time.
And prostitutes.
Yes. So I think we can get right into that. Mahi mahi.
Wait, are you guys being serious? There was prostitutes.
Yeah, everyone.
Everyone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every.
That's the problem, George.
Single person in Ibiza, including myself, was a prostitute.
Let me explain this to you, George.
I'm very confused on
George,
this.
George, let me explain this. We went to a restaurant called Cipriani. We sat there with some of our friends from Spain.
eating more meat and cheese. We look around, and Logan had identified a couple very, very pretty girls.
Granted, not for me because of Mia Esposa, but we were with a group of guys.
Was she still on this trip with you?
No, she was back in Madrid just waiting for Logan.
We left her in Spain.
So these were 20s, George.
I'm working on getting her passport. She's coming to Puerto Rico. Mia Esposa.
Don't diss that. 20s, George. 20 out of 10, okay?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, they're 20s.
These two girls are very
stunning.
Pretty.
20 out of 10?
Yep. Every girl.
Wait. Stop.
Not
20 out of 10, and you chose the girl who doesn't speak a lick of English.
No, hold brother, on, it's a different island.
Different country.
Come on, George.
So I'm saying,
up.
Why are you not?
Same country, different island, fam.
The hell's going on here?
I'm very confused.
All right, so we're at.
So we traveled.
No, I get it, but why didn't you go after the 20 out of 10s? Because you really were obsessed with that one girl?
No. Our group did.
Our group did. He didn't.
Oh, gotcha.
What the fuck is wrong with you? All right, so listen. So everybody, we're in this place called Cipriani. This is a very spoken about spot in Ibiza, and everybody that like runs these like Super Slutty Snake. Shout out Super Slutty Snake. They're always talking about this place. And Stod Guy. Gotta buy the dip so I can go to Chip.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So we're at this place called Cipriani, and there are women everywhere, many of them with one man at the table. One man, five women. One man, eight women. Strange. There's so many women at these tables.
Odd, right?
So we have our dinner, and we're hanging out, and the vibe is going way up on this night. It's our first night in Ibiza. And we start looking around. We're like, wow, that's impressive. Wow, that's impressive. Which table are we going to go to talk to try to get girls to come back and like all party and people to come back to party at the hotel? You know what the answer is, George? Every single fucking one of them. Every single girl in that restaurant left the table that they were at to come back to our double penthouse hotel in Ibiza. So we go back with about 60 people. 60 people.
How'd you fit them all in this Uber?
We walked.
One Uber.
Right. Called feet. Called our feet. It was a flying toboggan. We go to this hotel, to this double penthouse, Logan and another associate of the trip. And we asked that person. You know, we're all just partying, hanging out, listening to music. You know, everybody's enjoying their spirits, having a good time. And we asked that person, hey, man, what's the deal with these girls? Like, they're like, what's their deal? Like, they're from all different countries. Like, how did they get here? Who are they with? And he was like, they're all mahi-mahi.
Like, what?
They're all mine?
Mahi-mahi.
A code word that he had been throwing around for working women. And we said to ourselves and to each other, that's not possible.
There's no way.
These
bro.
Girls are like multi-million follower, hot Brazil, like smoke shows, dog. Smoke shows. Like when we saw the two at that table, that was wifey getting you a green card. You're coming back to America and we're setting up a family on first sight, dog.
Oh, question for you guys. Did these girls have an Instagram presence?
We don't know. So, which is odd because normally that you would get into that conversation, but we didn't do that. So I asked.
Because I heard about this actually.
Bro,
like I heard,
no. This conversation we're kind of being like facetious and beating around the bush,
joking completely,
but
yeah,
no. But, so I heard this, and I'm not gonna mention names, obviously out of respect, but it was a good friend of mine, which you guys know. I'll mention after the podcast. He had a girlfriend, and she like got guilty and like exposed herself and her friends, and they're really big on Instagram.
George, we know.
Yeah,
that's
we
what
know
we,
now.
That's the takeaway.
We know now.
No.
So I asked the question. I said, yo. Which, like, just by the way, once again, like you said, out of just curiosity and halfway joking, which one of these girls is here, like, working? And his answer, all of them.
Oh, my
God. Every single girl. I said, brother, that's not possible.
There's no way.
There's no way. These are stunning, stunning women. I said, that's not possible. So I said, those two over there. It's not possible. Me and Logan been looking, saying, yo, these girls are absolutely stunning. He walks over, has a conversation, comes back 5 minutes later, 1,500. I said, what the fuck did you just say to me? 1,500. And a flight to Vienna after. I said, what the fuck did you just say? How is that fucking possible, bro? How is that? And of course we didn't pay it. Of course we don't do that, but like.
Just have a bunch of IOUs?
It's just, yeah.
Nah, you can't. But we were stunned at how true his statement was, and we later found out even, like, some people who are, like, very well-known Have a price.
Very well known,
have
George.
Have a price.
Very well known.
You guys want to hear the story that I heard?
Yeah.
So
I think
the reason why she confessed, and mind you, none of this is proven by me. I haven't seen, I haven't heard, but like, bro, he came to my house crying, telling me this shit, dude. Like, so like that shit, it hit hard. But basically what I heard, one of her friends, I'll just get to that part. She went to a certain area in the world and did some things for cash.
Yeah.
That she's probably not proud of, nor would her parents be proud of. And I don't know if she was absent-minded or maybe she didn't really know about the border transaction. You can't bring cash.
Oh, yeah, 10K.
So she had $150,000.
Well, I'm sorry. Who the fuck was it, dude? Fergie?
$150,000.
Fucking Fergie. Madonna?
A few jobs, champ? That she did.
Oh, just say the name right now.
I'm not saying it.
We'll bleep it out.
I don't know the girl's name. I know the guy who went through this. Jesus Christ.
It wasn't. Yeah. Imagine you find out your girl fucks for cash, fam.
Bro, you're beeping his name, right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, sucks!
Ladies and gentlemen, another sponsor. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients, Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, cherry, ice, citrus, and mint. Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now, and it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. It's 2021, so get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple. You don't even have to leave your house. Impulsive listeners, go to lucy.co and use the promo code Logan to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use the promo code Logan at checkout. Also, I do have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co. Be sure to use the promo code Logan. Back to the program.
Wait, stop. Stop for a second. Before we go any further here, no, like, the same way, I feel like sex workers in that space are just as acceptable and as accepted as sex workers in the space that we generally talk about nowadays.
Whoa, it depends who you're saying.
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is it's, I feel like, we're just like at this point now where it's like talking about this even would have been taboo like 10 years ago. And now I feel like it's almost
normal. I'm not saying
that's a good exact, or bad.
I understand, dude. I get it. Actually, like I was just talking about this with Jessica. I go, yo, like, oh, they always say sex sells. They're selling. it has gotten so out of control now. Remember that thing that I called out a long time ago? The whole OnlyFans shit. Girls are like DMing their fans, and there's like an agency that like exposed them all. They're like, it's all fake. Now they're doing like legit Photoshop on there and changing their identity. So like normal girls that will work at like Trader Joe's and stuff like that will change their identity and post and do all this. So like everybody's doing it now. Like it is getting to the point where it's like hard to get a pretty girl to have a normal job because she's like, why am I gonna go work for minimum wage? I could be making as much as a surgeon staying in my apartment.
Crazy.
So it's like, it's hard to, like, you can't condemn these girls because, like, dude, it's low hanging fruit and they can just grab it.
I understand it.
Yeah. It's hard to say no. It's hard to say no to that, especially if you're in a predicament that you need funds to help your family or do stuff. So I'm not like coming down on them. I'm just saying, fuck.
Like,
man.
Bro, you've heard it before. Like, everyone has a price, right?
Yeah.
Just never believed it.
Right.
I never believed that the price would be like that easy to grab.
No. But I mean, how much to suck a dick?
Me?
For you, yeah.
$5-6?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I got it on me.
No, but seriously, if you were into men,
yeah.
And a man who was good looking, because a lot of these women will hand select their clientele. Right, mm-hmm. They're interested. It's not like the fee applies to everyone.
Right, they're
specific with who.
There's a
price tag, and money's money, man. Yeah. And if it don't make money, it don't make sense.
I said that on the trip, right?
Yeah.
This
at what
this
point
trip,
did you say that? I wanted to be there.
No,
still, and by the way, if it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense.
Just starts drinking.
This was my first time ever, and this is just one aspect of it, but I think at least I'll speak for myself. I know Logan's had some run-ins with it before, but this was my first time like really being ingrained in that jet set culture, where this kind of stuff is a normality. I mean, this stuff that we're talking about is so every day in that jet set community of Ibiza and Mykonos and Saint-Tropez and all of those European areas, as well as, I'm sure, to an extent, Dubai, which we'll get to in a second. But it's just it was really wild to see that it was as prevalent as it was, and just strange, man. Just a strange trip. So we got a yacht the next day and hung out. No girls on the yacht that day, just boys.
Boo.
Yeah. Logan slept the entire time. He was quite tired. This guy's been going real hard, George.
Dude.
I was about to say that. You haven't stopped since the fight.
I know.
You have not stopped. How is your liver?
Non-existent.
It actually evaporated.
Deteriorated.
Gone. Deatomized.
Pixelated.
All right.
Vaporized. It's done.
When are you done? That's what I want to know.
After tomorrow.
Wait, what's tonight?
We're going to dinner with a friend we haven't seen in a
while. Business.
Teddy?
No.
Oh. Rich. Shout out Rich.
How was he, by the way? Didn't he get shot?
He did.
Is he okay?
He didn't get shot, but his boy did. We'll find out tonight.
Oh, well, just tell him
Hopefully it's a one-time thing with the whole shooting and all. So then we left. Now, guess what? The trip deteriorated even more. Anything else in Ibiza?
Nah.
Nothing that we can talk about.
Nothing.
None of you guys hooked up with a hooker?
No.
I don't judge, man.
I've never heard two letters evoke such a reaction. Because, no, of course we didn't, you idiot. Why would anyone do that? What are we, fucking idiots?
I can't believe you think I would.
Why would we ever do that? Yeah, just the fact that you would even fucking say that is disrespectful. I think all the fame's gone to his head, bro.
Georgie.
A couple nice comments.
Bro,
you start assuming your boys are fucking horn dogs.
Better than that.
Well, to me.
Barely, but we're better than that.
Can I be honest with you? To me, it's like, and I might get like a lot of shame for this. To me, what's like,
What's the difference? Is that what you're about to say?
I'm just saying, like, if a girl's getting paid, say a girl has a high number, if she's getting paid for one and then the other girl's not, to me, it's like at least one of them is getting her bills paid.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
From an outside religious standpoint, to me, that makes sense. Like, if I was a girl, like, bro, and I said this all the time, if I was a girl, and I would never hook up with a broke guy.
Wait, can you explain to me really quickly Mary Magdalene? She was a.
The testament says that she laid with a lot of men, and back in the day that wasn't okay. That
but
wasn't
she
acceptable.
Wasn't a woman of the night.
I would have to. I don't want to speak out of turn, but she just for sure she laid with a lot of men.
Got it.
Lot of people
just, like, laid around with them.
She just kicked it with
Netflix?
Them. They were they just laid down and they talked.
Got it.
Fire.
And did other things. But yeah. But I love that story, actually. I'm glad you brought it up. So just a little Bible study
version.
If you have done that or you or by any things did some stuff and maybe you changed your opinion on it, just know that she did do that and she was the one that saw Jesus when he came back. So
redemption.
Just know that you are loved regardless of what you've done.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fire.
No, that it's a great message. So then we finished up in Ibiza. And now we're going to Dubai. Now this is,
this is a great trip, guys.
Once again, hard to summarize. I told him already that similar to the Fifth Vital, once we move past like the area statute of limitations type shit, I might write some of this shit a little more. Like back when maybe some of these people die off or change professions or whatever, we could talk
about
this.
How are you going to outlive them?
Anyways, so we go to, now we're going to Dubai. Now, this is where things get tricky.
And
I believe.
Hot?
So hot.
It's so hot.
Oh, George, my God. George, right now is so hot.
Stupid hot. What happened?
They sent drones into the clouds to shock the clouds.
So it would rain?
Bro, they had to do something. Bro.
That seems like a
Dubai is crazy. They build islands? They like pull them from the ground?
Oh, we know, 100%. George.
That's sick.
We're just living on one.
Yeah, we stayed at the Burj Al Arab, the only 7-star hotel in the world. Highest atrium in the world. Absolutely stunning. I didn't stay there the first time I went to Dubai.
I'm sorry, did you say 7 stars?
Yeah, let me clarify really quick. It was given 7 stars by a reporter. I told you this. It was given 7 stars by a reporter, a journalist who covered it, and said that it basically resembled 2 stars higher than a 5-star. There's no 6 or 7-star classification. The highest any hotel can have is 5-star. And the hotel itself, the Burj, has fought that label. But I understand her sentiment. It was so fucking opulent, George.
Like, how nice are we talking? Get
George,
to the specifics
as
of it.
Nice as you could imagine.
Unimaginable.
So, like, okay.
Robed servants awaiting your arrival.
With dates.
Literally, brother. Like
with dates? There's yes. more prostitutes?
No.
You want a date?
Oh, date.
I thought you were like date. The little sugary
fruit.
Delight.
Sugar fruit.
Yeah. You walk in, there's a little aquarium on both sides, escalators, fountains galore, more fountains, restaurants. Again, an atrium that goes up 200 to 300 feet high. With color coordinated rainbow.
How was the room service?
So the room service was great.
The food. So here, and you know me, dude. The food was, unfortunately, sorry, Burj. The food was subpar, man.
It was.
It's a really sad. Now, of course, we're ordering pizza in Dubai.
The tenders were good.
The chicken tenders were pretty top notch.
The pizza and chicken tenders weren't to my liking.
No, those were.
Why don't you guys get Middle Eastern food?
He's right. We should have got the biryani.
It's like going to Italy and not having pizza.
It's Indian.
Was that in the menu?
It's all on there. Anyways.
Met up with my friend Money Kicks, Rashid.
Oh my God, I know what you're talking about. You told me in my...
Yes.
There's no fucking way you could say that.
There's no fucking way.
I could beat around bushes. Even David, the German, said no. Anyways, okay, we met up with Rashid.
Yeah, who took care of us. He's like my Middle Eastern little brother. I've known him since he was 15. You're my Middle Eastern older brother.
No, it's just funny because I remember when Mike said that about Aiden, and then you got so butthurt about that shit. You were like, what the? You're like, dude, I've never said this ever in my life, not even one time, but you know, I consider you like my little brother, and just...
No, it means a lot to me, bro, and I've known him for so long. I remember when I went to Dubai the first time.
He's boxing, right?
This weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, this Friday, actually.
Yeah.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Money luck, Kicks. Rashid. He actually invited me to Dubai. He was a very sweet kid.
He's awesome. And I gave him some pointers, and I think he's going to take the cake. But, you know, first fights are nerve-wracking.
Of course.
And he's prepared. But when I first went to Dubai, he was 15 years old, and I got invited to some sort of ceremony. He won an award of sorts. I forget which one it was, but... when he won, and mind you, this is a very high-end like ceremony in Dubai. Everyone's dressed nice. I had to wear a suit and tie. Like, this is proper. And when they call his name, I stood up. Mind you, fucking dumb American, bro. Like, when my boys get awards, yeah, let's fucking go. Like, you know, we make a sing thing out of it.
Oh, my God.
And so he gets up. He wins the award. I'm like, yeah! Rashid, you're the fucking man. No, I didn't swear. I'd be like, you're the man. That's my boy. Whatever. And afterwards, he looks at me. He goes, my brother. He goes, you stood up like a man and congratulated me. I will never forget that. And so, like, to this day, bro, he takes care of us when we come to Dubai. You know, he drove us from the airport to the hotel. He set us up at the Burj Al Arab. Everything we needed. And we were able to spend some time with him. And I can't say what we were doing in Dubai just yet. But it will be one of the
game changer.
It's the biggest move. It's one of the biggest moves I've ever made in my life,
if not the biggest.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Drama.
Yeah. That people will find out about.
You know, it's so funny because you said that right now, and I thought it was bigger than the thing that I knew about, and I was like, "There's no fucking way." Mm. I go, "What are you doing?" But it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
I was okay.
Yeah.
By the way, this kid is very good to be friends with. Like, very good. Like, not only he's like a sweet, wholesome, like,
you don't say.
Like, he's like Middle Easterns, and I can say that they're very welcoming and they're very, very nice and good at hosting. They're great at hosting. Being hosted by a fucking billionaire is at a different level.
I will say, I know a lot of people. If you suck, I'm not spending time with you. I don't care how many resources you have. I don't care how much money you have. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I genuinely get along with this kid.
Yeah,
somehow he has maintained a very solid head on his shoulders. He's humble. He's kind. He's welcoming. He's caring, even though he has everything.
Well, we met his pops and his mom, and both very, dude, if I can make 1% of whatever the fuck they've made their whole life, I'll be set for life. And for you to have that and just, dude, the way they were so generous and kind, it's like, of course, you're going to act like your parents. So they did a great job raising him.
That was my first time in like an Arab country, territory, whatever the fuck UAE is or Dubai is. And I didn't know what to expect. And I think like having grown up in like, and I don't know, maybe this makes me sound like a dumbass or whatever, but having grown up like during the time of American versus Arab aggression, I was like, my first time on like the highways with like the big pictures of like the prints, like the murals of the sheikhs on the wall and like the Arab writing and stuff like that, it took me a second to like adjust to the idea that like we were going to be welcomed in a pleasant manner. Take that for whatever you want. Fuck you.
I had been there before.
The country was extremely welcoming. To that point, they loved us. I think Dubai has quickly realized the power of tourism. It's a very young place. I think they realized very quickly that tourism and hospitably welcoming all kinds, races, classes is for their benefit. Anything else in Dubai? Great Dubai. Great food, great hotels. Yeah. They call it the Vegas of the Middle East.
Yeah.
Right. Completely lives up to its name. We ate at a couple of different restaurants. We had some great Japanese food. We went to One Oak, Dubai. Now the issue with this trip was that we went to Dubai in fucking July.
Yeah.
Nightmare. If you've never been to the Arab Emirates or any of those areas out there, I had never experienced heat or atmosphere.
Is that
like
what you mean? Yeah, it's hot. It's not a nightmare. It's just hot as fuck. And we're gringos.
Correct. So you walk outside and your life is ruined immediately. You know what I'm saying? It's just impossible.
At one of the dinners, it's always a dinner.
Did you guys go to this guy's place?
Salbe, no.
No, he wasn't there. Oh, here we go. I'm happy you brought this up.
Yeah. At one of the dinners, and it always happens at dinner, as we know, I was trending on Twitter. And it's so crazy.
Suck another dick again? What's going on?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Like, The time I'm the most like removed from social media, because I don't post really on stories. I don't really post on Instagram. I'm barely tweeting. Is when I'm randomly, I have these random spurts of trending for fucking I don't know what.
What are you trending for?
So, the video of me
anti-racist
speaking up about racism during the BLM movements went like re-viral. It caught some traction, and I was getting canceled by white supremacists, I think, or people who like follow that agenda for not being racist.
I said there's nothing more 2021 than a person of color, Candace Owens, calling out a white man for standing up for persons of color.
Oh, she's the one that came after you?
Yes.
Wait, is this the girl that did the Harry Styles dress thing? Is this the same girl?
I don't know, and I'll never talk about the topic ever again. Maybe yes. So. But I was blown away.
Oh, I get that.
Blown away by, and honestly, like, regardless of her sentiment or thoughts on whether racism truly still exists or whether white people have it easier than people of color.
What did she say?
I'm trying to find the tweet.
It made me feel so disgusting, dude. Such a clear play for clout that involved a subject that should never be brought into clout plays. It was here.
She tweeted, "Logan loves to challenge people in the boxing ring. I like to publicly challenge him to go a few rounds with me in a political debate. At Logan Paul, how about you stop by my show and explain to me how your checks notes more privileged than me because you're white and I'm not." And mind you, bro, this video is from like a year ago. And I'm not sure how it just caught any sort of traction, right? But I'm perplexed, to say the least. And I started to entertain this, actually. I ended up speaking with her, and there may be a future where we sit down and have a civil discourse, because I think there's some meat on this bone. I really do. She's obviously a expert when it comes to debate, and I'm obviously a, you know, fucking idiot for the most part. But I think part of my shtick is I'm able to educate myself, because as much as I joke about it, I do care about this, and I do have a semi intelligent brain where I believe I'd be able to hold my own in what I just want to be
fighting for. I'm sorry.
A conversation.
It is of her belief that that the these issues that many white people or many people claim people of color are up against do not exist. It's of her belief that we are at a point where we are equal in stature.
Oh, she believes that.
Yeah. Which is,
I'm sorry if that's not entirely correct, but that's the overall sentiment of her discussion, is that it is overstated that racism still exists in America and has such an adverse effect to people of color.
You know what's sad to me is how people stir up emotions like this. You get what I'm saying? Like, you were trying to do a good thing, and for somebody to sit in a Hawkeye's view and be like, all right, I'm going to spin some issues with this. To me, it's like, isn't she supposed to be waking up every single day and causing like the world to turn in a good way? But why do you pick up
for clout and views, George?
That's just like, how could you sleep at night?
All of this just trends up and blends and creates conversation under it. Like when you go to the replies, of just bullshit. That's all. And I've realized that this is representative of the majority of conversation that happens on the internet.
Yeah.
But like, if you scroll down to the replies, they're all about how Logan didn't write it. He's reading off of checks notes. You see the checks notes thing?
I think that was her shtick, which is annoying.
I was with him when he wrote it.
No, but like,
I was with you when you wrote it.
No, I already clarified this. It's my first response under the thing. Fuck, it's not. It's gone. No.
Did you respond?
I responded to my thing. I said, I wrote this on my laptop. I read it on my laptop. This is no different than your favorite news television show off a teleprompter.
So my question to you once again is, and it's the question that I found asking myself. Hold on a second. I just went into a hyper reality where I exist multiple times. I will be right back. The question
we'll be right back.
Which is, when do you ever respond? When do you ever respond to this shit? These fucking people, bro.
Because Candace Owens, whether you can admit it or not, is a smart person.
Sure. Sure. She definitely is a smart person.
And so I guess I'm just curious, because like I just fucking fundamentally disagree with her. And I think there's room for a conversation that could maybe lead to some people taking away something that could benefit progression.
I told you very specifically not to respond on Twitter. And I even almost did.
I shot her a DM instead.
It was good. But I just, it's like. Is she smart? Yes, she's very smart.
Stupid.
That's the thing.
And articulate.
And so the question always comes down to, what are these very smart people utilizing their smarts for?
I know that.
Who is she working for?
That's the good
question.
Who do you work for?
To me, I'm not taking shots. This is just me looking at this situation. To me, it seems that you're more invested in trying to grow followers and clout than you are trying to change the world.
Absolutely.
In your way of bringing your people higher. If I had a Middle Eastern representing my people, and then I saw him doing some shit like this, I'd be like, my mans, we have so much shit to get going on.
That's her thing. And that's my issue with her whole shtick in general, is I feel like she's unwiring progress.
That's the problem.
That's what I'm getting at. It's like, made. You just became an op.
Yeah.
You're not.
And you see how she kind of waited until...
And she did it on Twitter.
Yeah, but you see how she kind of waited. I'm not saying that she didn't
I don't know if she did, but how she kind of waited until this had blown over. Now, this is the problem with the push for equality and for people to have actual equal rights in this country, is that when the saturation of news stories and when the dire desperation around George Floyd and around all these things starts to die down, you see people start to push the goal line back. You see people start to say, maybe this isn't such a big problem. And all of a sudden, you start back right where you fucking started with George Floyd again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the urgency is reduced by this sort of conversation. That's why I almost am just like, why even fucking entertain it, bro? Why even go and have it? It's like, I thoroughly believe that the oceans are not filled with water. They're filled with milk. Therefore, global warming does not exist. Do you want to debate me on it? Do you want to?
Yeah, I would.
You actually want to? I would. Or do you want to just say, yo, fuck face, sit down.
Yeah.
Let the big boys work.
Yeah.
Do you understand? It's just a tricky, I don't know. It's a fucking tricky topic, bro.
Oh, that breaks my heart, man. It really does.
On this topic, my grandmother called me yesterday. She's 91. Screaming. Screaming. The fucking migrants! They're coming over the border!
The migrants!
They're coming by the thousands, and Biden's sending them east to New York on planes.
Oh, no.
The what?
The migrants from Mexico. They're coming by the thousands! Like, bro, my grandma's having a stroke in real time. I love her. The fucking migrants are coming! They're sending them east! It's Biden! I said, is this shit still happening? I thought this stuff ended. I said, Grandma, you're not watching your cooking shows today. What are you watching? I'm on Fox News and the migrants are I'm like, all right, listen, dude. Let me talk to you for a sec, Granny. Real quick. You're 91 years old. Because the first thing I said to her was like, listen.
Why do you care?
Let's work through all this. And this goes back to this Candace Owens thing a little bit. But she said, and on top of it, California's burning to the ground. You got to get out of there. I said, Grandma, I'm driving my Range Rover down the highway right now. There's people outside drinking, smoking, having a great time. The world is fun. Yeah, taxes are a little high. There's a few homeless people here. Don't get me fucking wrong. But I assure you, we are not sitting in a pool of lava, as the news has implored you to think. Okay? And she's like, you gotta go. I go, listen to me for a second. What if the news was true? What if the migrants were coming by the millions? And by the way, bringing sicarios with orders to kill one family member per household. Mm. And your house is up next. You have a broken hip. You are 91 years old. And you don't know the difference between a cooking show and Hannity. I'm sorry. What the fuck are you saying right now? And it dawned on me that people out there are still doing this. They are still watching the news and screaming at the television. I thought that shit ended.
No, bro.
No.
No, bro.
She's like, why won't you? She said to me the following. Why won't you just listen to the news, man?
No, Mikey.
Why won't you? This is not an individual incident, isolated.
Why won't you listen to
the news,
man?
Why won't you just listen to the news, man, and get out of there? It's burning down.
Because he has a boss with an agenda, and he's reading off a teleprompter.
That was provided by the
fucking... Oh, you should speak about reading teleprompters, asshole.
That was provided by the sponsors of the show. It's just so... It's sad, bro. And she won't snap out of it.
Well, you know what? Let her be, man.
Not because she's going to... Have you ever seen an old person's head explode?
Once. Wasn't pretty.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm trying to
what
avoid
the fuck
that.
Happened on this trip?
An old person's head exploded. The trip, it was over.
I don't know, man. I feel like throughout time, everybody's kind of led their people through fear. You know what? I actually debated this with my church, bro. I went head-to-head with my church.
I'd pay to see that.
Bro, I went head-to-head, and my mom and dad were so mad. A lot, not just my church. They don't do that anymore, by the way. They would change this. But a lot of churches don't. Actually, this is probably a tip. Never mind. I don't want to talk about
that. When you just said all that, did you say anything?
No, because I realized where it was going, and I know Judd's going to cut it. So it's like, fuck it.
Don't be so sure about Judd, bro.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why did Chelsea Handler show up to your house when we were having dinner that one night?
I don't know. don't know where this is going. I also don't think I can talk about that. Because I know where you want to go with this conversation.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
I know where you want to go with this conversation.
Got high with Chelsea Handler.
No, I can't talk about this. No. I can't. Just because I don't want to blow that one.
All right, got you. All right.
Hey, sorry.
Oh,
another good story, Room by George.
No, because I know where you're going to go with it, bro. I don't know.
She was there. We were there.
We could say it in a fun, delightful way, not where you want to go with it.
No, we had dinner. Your parents cooked dinner for us. We all had dinner, and it was one of those things where you're like, this is crazy.
Can we start over there? Because, like,
no.
Very touchy, bro. Like, this kid.
Why are you doing that with your fingers? Those are nipples. Do that one more time.
Very touchy.
No.
All I wanted to be able to say in course of that entire evening was one sentence. Just one sentence. I said it, but I don't think it landed properly. But it was Greg. Chelsea Handler, meet Greg Paul. I was so excited to say that. Just because I think it's so indicative of like where we are in our lives, where anything can happen.
My father was there.
Introduced you to Greg Paul, and he's just like, how the fuck are you doing?
Greg Paul is the epitome of the white male that Chelsea Handler is so vocally against and hates.
Yes.
The fact that they were in the same room. No, everyone knows that. She told me. One of our conversations, she goes, yeah, all men are fucking idiots. And I'm like, I know, we're so dumb. And she goes, especially like the white man, you guys are just like, blah. And I go, I know, blah. I do it all the time. We're the worst. Oh, I hate
I
me.
Knew this is where you were going.
I hate
this
me.
This is exactly what I said.
No.
Now I'm going to have to jump in on this story.
No.
I FaceTime Joe Coy when I'm having dinner. It's Logan's last night. So I was like, oh, I'm going to invite people over to my house. I FaceTime Joe Coy, and he answers with Chelsea Handler, and I shit bricks, but just shit. I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know what to do here.
Because
I don't want to piss Joe off. Joe's like my mentor in stand-up, and I was like, yo, you guys want to come over? Dude, it's Chelsea Handler. She has no business hanging out with a fucking person like me. And she goes, yeah, you have enough food for all of us? And I go, yeah. And just, I was like, there's no fucking way. I just got used to Joe Coy coming over. This girl pulls up. And by the way, she's turnt as fuck.
She was lit.
She brought the fucking party. I was like, oh, this chick is off right now.
Damn.
I immediately run upstairs. GP, look at me. Listen, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
My dad.
All the jokes that you want. And I ran to my dad. Dad, shut the fuck up. Do not say any jokes as if it's sexist or anything, because no one's going to understand that you're joking. Please, shut the fuck up. My dad goes, yeah, absolutely. I won't say that. Don't worry about it. I go to GP, please, for the love of God, do not, for the love of my fucking career, do not say anything stupid. He goes, listen, man, I'm just going to tell you right now. You're going to shut the fuck up, and you're not going to tell me what I'm going to say. I go, GP, please, bro, it's my house. He's like, he goes, no, it's your house, but it's my mouth, buddy. I get to say whatever the fuck I want.
And
then my dad gets stirred up. He goes, yeah, you know what? I'll say whatever the fuck I want. I go, no. This is my house, all right? And this is my fucking rules. If this girl goes, I hate all white men, guess what you're all doing?
Yeah!
Hating white men.
Fuck white men.
Yeah, white men, fuck them. I go, because I got to make it. Okay? And then when I make it, then we can start talking how we want. And he goes, well, so you're fake? And I go, yeah, I'm fake as fuck right now, okay? Because I don't know what the fuck is happening. And he goes, well, I'm gonna tell you what. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want. And if she wants to hear it, she can hear it. I start sweating. I go, this is it. This is the best day of my life and easily going to become the worst night of my life. And then I see Logan. He's holding a plate. Chelsea comes in. By the way, so charming. So nice. Gives everybody a hug. Logan. Hi, Chelsea.
No, Handler. I didn't say that.
Hi. No. I go, oh, no fucking way.
I did not say
oh
that.
Oh, my God. And she goes, like hi, Logan. He goes, how you doing, Chelsea?
No.
And then he starts pouring himself food. And I literally whisper. I go, what the fuck was that?
Bro, stop. So next to all the Middle Eastern dishes were some pre-rolls. So I got a little stony bologna. I was a little stoned.
Both of them were turned, by the way.
We were both turned. So I'm flipping this plate, like waiting for my turn. And she's sitting there, and she had introduced herself to everyone except me yet. This was my time. I go, I'm like, hi, Chelsea Handler.
That's what he thought he said.
Like a fucking
but
weirdo.
It sounded like, dang, Chelsea Handler. I was like, what in the fuck? And by the way, he's my most proud friend. Out of all the people I invited over, I was excited about this one. And then I was like, I don't even know. I share a podcast with him.
She goes, hi, how are you? I go, hi, how are you?
Dude, and I'm just pouring my plate, and I'm watching this shit burn. And I'm like, oh my God.
I fucking blew it. I'm such an idiot. She's right. We suck, us men, dude. I have no brain.
By the way, she was so fucked up that when she said goodbye to all of us, she went upstairs
to the bathroom. And Joe Coy kept, he was egging her off. Bro, they have a funny relationship.
They're like brother
and
sister.
They roast each other.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He's like, yeah, Chelsea, the exit's upstairs, like in any building. You go up to leave. Even
though, bro, we're outside and we're enjoying the night. And by the way, guys, like for me to be in the position I'm in, I have you know, I'm not trying to act like this is an everyday thing, bro. I'm sitting there shitting fucking bricks of every moment that's happening. And she's outside. Mind you, Joe Coy, when he says jump, I'm like, how high, whatever you want to do. I've never seen anybody talk to Joe Coy the way she's talking to him.
Oh.
Just obliterates him. And I'm just sitting there like, my balls hurt. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to take it out
they're
on me.
They're roasting each other.
Bro, they're going back and forth. I'm watching like a Netflix special in front of me. Just roasting each other. No fucking lines, yeah. Bro. All lines crossed. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is the fucking greatest thing I've ever had.
Well, Joe's always like that. He doesn't have any lines anyway.
No, so doesn't give a fuck. Now imagine her being able to roast him at a higher level. I was like, what the fuck?
It was really fantastic.
We were laughing about it 30 minutes after they left.
I tried for 1 second, and I went up to her, and I said, hi, Chelsea, my name is Mike. And she went... like the most, like... I don't want to see you or whatever you are so much that I literally went and just walked out, dude. Like, but by that point, like, I think she was a little sloshy, but like, it was what I expected. So I just went back outside and sat alone outside.
I don't know if it was on Joe or if it was on her, but like, I do have to give her credit for showing up to a party where like, she knew no one.
Nobody.
No one. And she just kind of walked in and
owned the room.
Yeah. Like, bro, I was very impressed.
So impressed. And I'm not here like trying to like suck up to her, but like her ability, like, dude, like she's a huge. And she's been in this industry
forever.
Years.
She just did call her daddy right after that night.
Oh, she did.
Bro.
She went and sat with Alex. Yeah.
Bro. Like, I grew up watching her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it was really weird for me to open my front door and her just come in, hug my dad, hug my mom, shit, like just fucking shoot the shit with people.
Yeah.
And shit the shoot.
It was astonishing how she, like, just checked off all the boxes.
You love her.
Love her. I love her.
Yeah.
I think she held her own.
Yeah.
She's so respectful. Yeah. Even if she didn't agree with you, she was still fucking fun.
Yeah. You love her. Yeah, you have to say that.
Yeah.
I want to get on stage with Joe Coy. I don't know what the fuck. No, I'm just kidding. No, she was fucking amazing.
I hope to hang out with her again when she's when we're both sober.
You definitely dropped the ball. I was super sober.
Dropped the ball.
I was catching all this shit.
Absolute moron.
Drop the Pokemon ball right on the ground.
But what a fucking interesting life.
The one that we live.
Dude, what an interesting life, man. Like
fucking Sam Bra's supposed to be fucking not here. Like, not in this seat.
Bro, imagine being in Dubai and meeting a fucking...
That whole... Like point, this? Yeah, so as you guys noticed, that entire
section got cut.
It just got bleeped.
Yeah.
It didn't get cut, it got bleeped. But it is a story that will eventually come out.
Or fucking being...
Or when you just get to Dubai...
Oh, boo!
Mike, you suck! It's because all the drugs you took, boo! It's gonna get bleeped anyways. Du Bois. Listen.
Delta.
Airlines. J-Lo.
And Batman.
And Ben Affleck.
Back at it again.
Fired it back up, boys. Fired it back up.
You know, that's fucking crazy.
She said A-Rod, a
billionaire.
Flawed. Like, dude, how did this happen? How the fuck? Bro, all this. Okay, because I'm going to say. So let's explain this. In 2003 or 2002, they
almost
dated.
Almost 20 fucking years.
Yes,
20
what
years
in now. The fuck? They dated. Then, and they took an infamous boat pic where he had his hand on her pootie, right? Now, the other day, last week, fresh out the breakup with A-Rod, she got to another pick with the hand on the booty. I'm waiting on Logan to pull it up. I don't know if he actually gets there or not.
Do you guys have any idea like what is going on in their head? If you really love somebody, broke up, are in the fucking industry, killing it, both of you guys, 20 years later, you guys are like, you know what? I still love you. We're still trying to make this work. Dude, the stories at dinner.
Bro, there's...
Do you know what I mean? The stories
there,
at dinner.
There it is. There it is.
Unbelievable.
By the way, Ben. Dude,
this looks like it was planned.
Yeah, maybe. But after all that Ben is... And Ben's been through a lot.
Look at him biting his lip.
Ben's been through the ringer, bro. He still looks good, bro. He's what, like, how old is he now?
He looks good? Something? That's what you're talking about?
Doug,
he looks good?
Doug, listen.
That girl's over 50 years old.
You're just... All you're envisioning right now is him and Chelsea Handler naked on a boat. I know what's going on in your mind, okay?
I don't lay like this with women. It's an interesting pose.
Yeah,
just
why
like
is
this
he doing
like
that?
That ass is mine.
I actually stand like that all the time.
No, stand.
I mean sit like that. I sit you like that all the time.
Like what's he looking at?
Her
back,
butt.
The back of her head?
It's yeah. J-Lo's butt. What are you getting at, man?
I'd look at the back of her head for some time.
I think he has his left hand under her there also.
It's just an interesting like it's like you'll be all right, kid. Get back in there, suck it up. Go hit that home run.
Who are you talking about? A-Rod?
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Yeah, do you guys
what
ever
a good looking couple?
Do you guys
though,
ever
huh?
like do you guys ever two things? Do you ever get worried about like who the girl you're currently because like how do you think A-Rod feels right now, bro? Like Ben Affleck, A-Rod, they're both leaders in their own respective lanes.
When I find that an ex of mine is with a dude who is a baller.
I know what you always say the same thing.
I think it's dope.
You say, good for her.
Good for her. That's tight.
Yeah.
Good for her.
But do you mean it?
I swear.
Oh, okay, cool.
Swear.
Second question. You guys fucking volley through those fucked up, dirty, filthy pass of yours, because I know you guys are both sickos. Is there a girl... Well, you can't answer this question, George. You can, Logan. You'll know why in a second.
Oh, by the way, I didn't answer the first one, and I wouldn't mind either.
Oh, sorry. Okay. You're cool with it too.
It's not that I'm cool or not. I just like they once they leave my like world. It's I wish them the best. I just don't involve myself with who that they are.
Got it. Doesn't this bother. One you can't answer. I'm serious.
Okay,
Logan. When you look back into your past portfolio of just some of the most beautiful, stunning women on this planet, is there anyone that you wish you could retake that boat pick with? Like, is there just one locked in there that you're just like, damn man, the one that got away? Like, shit, if I could call her right now and make this all better, I would.
I wish I didn't go to the basketball game with Corinna.
You just change your shirt.
You said you wish you didn't go to the game with... Got it.
That pick is ridiculous.
Yeah,
bro.
That's the most ridiculous.
Why are we both in fucking bright yellow at a basketball game looking so uncomfortable?
You look like two canaries went to a basketball game. Or like you know what you look like? You look like two peeps. You know Easter peeps?
Oh, yeah.
The little those. Yes. You look like two peeps, bro, that went to a basketball game together.
Look at this
and made stupid faces.
Stupid, bro.
Like, bro, zoom in a little bit more.
So stupid, bro.
Just looks like after the video when the two stepbrothers and stepsisters fucked and they were like, I can't believe we did that. I can't believe mom is going to kill us, bro.
What? Am I that bad company that
It looks like Stephen Hawking just explained the space-time continuum to the both of you for 6 hours and didn't let you go to the bathroom.
Look, she smiled.
In this one, it looks like you're saying turkey breast.
Look at the title. Logan Paul and Kurnikov dating despite previously calling him sick.
I think, and we found out later that she meant like sick.
I had the Delta variant. Oh.
Ooh.
Is it hot? Is it hot? No, it's not hot.
I actually.
It's not even that hot.
Hiya! Yep. I can answer that though. I could answer that. And I've never broken up with a girl in my life. I've never sat her down.
Just get dumped.
Oh, actually,
right?
One. I broke up with one.
King of getting dumped.
Because I can't do it, bro. Like, the only reason I broke up with that one girl that I did, because she was just a fucking bitch. She was mean, bro. So I was like, I can't do you anymore. Done.
Was there anything about the... We brought David the German videographer on here for a second. Was there anything on the trip that you remember? Like, what was your biggest highlight of the past week?
Jet skiing in a hot tub.
Jet skiing in a hot tub. The water in Dubai was like 115 degrees.
Really fucking hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool. So you could just jump in and just come back up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was mind-blowing.
That was the coolest part. And the mahis. Great, great, great fucking menu, not gonna lie, but...
Well, you know what that means now, bro.
I've I was the one using it first.
I bet you were.
In that whole context. And actually, one of my good friends that is a promoter in LA told me 3 years ago, every girl has a price tag. Every girl, at least in the city.
Crazy.
Dude, I've seen the city. A lot of guys here have a very lower price tag.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. That's it. It's over. Thank you for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you. If you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe. And we'll see you next time that we see you. Bye.
This is the last time we're wrapping up. That's how you want to laugh it up?
Yeah.
You fucking bitch.
The memories I've had in this house are truly unforgettable. And I just want to thank everyone who's been with me along this journey, including my friends and my family.
How was that?
That was nice.
Oh, this is crazy. This is the last time. Dude, every single TV show has like an awesome exit, and this is over.
I mean, it was pretty awesome. I don't know. I want to do our debrief on the set?
I don't like exits. I think it's just, we're just moving.
I got it.
Okay, name your favorite moment on the set. Name your favorite moment on the set.
I had sex with a girl right there.
Really?
Yeah, I did too, actually, but over here, though.
But the girl that I had sex with has been on this podcast.
The girl I had sex with was the same girl that you had sex with.
I have not had sex with anybody on this podcast.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.